Well, it's afternoon, just barely. I got out late, just past noon when I got underway. I don't have any really good excuses. I was dubbing around, time got away. But it's 12:26 a.m. on March the 5th, 2013. I am walking. It's a cold day. It's 17 minutes on the first mile. Not bad. It's about 38, but there's a breeze. It's blowing right in my face. Feels quite chilly. So I need to go home and have lunch. I need to try to get some writing done. The gangster is coming together, at least in my mind. I'm really liking some of the stuff that I'm coming up with. Now I just gotta get it together and get it on the paper. So I got two of them home today. My wife stayed home again today, which was unfortunate. And then younger daughter stayed home today, which even more unfortunate. I don't know if they're going to let me take her back to school without a doctor's slip, or whether they'll just count it as an unexcused absence or what. The good news is she won't have to go out tonight, which means I won't have to go out tonight. I do have to go pick up one from school at 3, but other than that, all I have to do is my normal household chores today. Clean up the kitchen, fix dinner, that kind of stuff. I'm gonna make chicken soup for dinner. I made a chicken curry the other night, and that's almost half of it left, so that'll make a good base for the chicken soup. Sweet curry, not hot curry. Hot curry would be better, but the kids won't eat it. I don't think my wife will eat it, so we'll just have to make sweet curry. Sweet curry soup. Tired. It could have something to do with the fact that I had to stay up late last night to keep my daughter to get her home. I had to go pick her up. And it was 10 o'clock before she got out. And the cats woke me up at 3:30. Kicked the cats out, went back to bed. Slept till 5:30. So that was good, except that I missed that first hour in the day where I usually do a lot of work. And or at least do some work. And that bled into the rest of the morning. So I've been trying to play catch up all day and not making it. I should have gone for my walk at 8 o'clock. Hell, I should have gone at 7. If I'd known she wasn't going to go to work today, I probably would have. Anyway. Oh well. We do what we do, we punt on the rest. In the day. can't choose what happens. I can only choose how I respond to it. And I'm going to choose to respond to it in a positive light. There's nothing I can do about it, and I may as well just roll with it and enjoy it. What do I need to do this afternoon? I need to write a little bit. I wonder if I can. I wonder if I can get free of... No. No. Yes. One would think so, but no, I doubt it. Because I have a technical issue that needs resolving. One of the problems that my wife has been having is that her laptop, for no particular reason that we can determine, decided not to connect to the network. It assures us that the IP configuration for the wireless network is incorrect. And of course it's not. But why it thinks so, I don't know. The reason I know it's not incorrect is that I've got other machines that connect to it just fine. So, what's the story? Pain in the butt. Dogs. Who'd have thought? The prairie dogs are having some warning sounds this morning. I wonder if they're warning about me. It didn't sound right. They walk by there all the time. I am tired. I am really tired. Maybe I'll take a nap this afternoon. Set the alarm for 2:30 so I wake up and go get the kid from school. Monkpole. after I go home and fix lunch for everybody and then fix the computer network problems and probably do a load of laundry. Yeah, well. The dramatic and exciting life, as I've said many times before, of the professional writer. I do like the story. I hope it comes together as well as I think it's going to. I hope it comes together faster than I think it's going to. I'm walking and not talking. I'm not quite sure. I'm not thinking much. I'm just kind of putting one foot in front of the other, thinking ahead to what am I going to fix for lunch. I think it's going to be turkey sandwiches. Boring, but there it is. I really want to have bacon and eggs, but I can't do that with my wife in the house because she objects to the wonderful aroma of bacon. And I need a couple hours to air the house out before I can do that. That's not going to happen today. Snort. And I'm almost back. Lost in thought. I have no idea what I'm lost in thought over. Look, an empty soda can. What a surprise. Well, I have a new can crusher. The problem of what to do with all the crushed cans has been solved. I got a new can crusher yesterday at the store. And right now, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.